ran Cuthco Dimon at base tap. He said yesterday that even though Rebbe Lezer holds that Machshirei Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos, but if you can make a shinui, you make a shinui. It's only where it's absolutely necessary to do the Issa D'Oraisa, you're allowed to do the Issa D'Oraisa. Mahi, where do we see that Rebbe Lezer holds that where you can make a shinui, you're supposed to make a shinui, and not just do, it's not the chutra, that Machshirei Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos. So if you can do it in a way that's only the Rabbanan, better to do it like that. Rashi, Mayi, Minot Tamra, the Modi Rebbe Lezer, the Kama, the Ekshe Lishnui, Mishanina. Where do we have a source that Rebbe Lezer holds that if you can make a shinui, better to make a shinui and not to be over Nisa Doraisa with Machshirei Mitzvah? The Tanya, Kohen Shosu Boyadela. So this is the source. The Tanya, Kohen Shosu Boyadela. A Kohen has a wart. So chadeiro chot cholo b'shinov. Now, what's the problem with the wart? Rashi says that's later on. The problem with the wart is that it's a mum, and if he doesn't take off the mum, he can't be over the avoda. Okay. So the halacha is chadeiro, and this is Shabbos. So chadeiro chot cholo b'shinov. So his friend can bite it off. B'shina v'in b'klilo, chadeiro in iulo. Only, you can only do it with your teeth, which is a shinui. And only chadeiro, only someone else can do it. And for that other person, it's not a tikkun because he doesn't really care. It's only a tikkun for the person himself. So money. So what does this go according to? That you have to make so many shinuyim. Ilein or rabbanan. Then we have another machlokas between the rabbanan and Rebbe Lezer, whether a person who bites his nails, or what's it called, or takes them off, tears them off with his hands. His chayiv achatas, the Rebbe Lezer holds your chayiv achatas, even if you do it without a kli. And the rabbanan hold that you're only chayiv achatas if you do it with a kli. But if you do it with your teeth, right, and the same thing goes with cutting, biting off a wart, or whatever, Rebbe Lezer would hold your chayiv achatas for doing that. And the Rabbanan would hold that it's only Issa the Rabbanan. So money. Ilei Rabbanan uva Mikdash. If it's the Rabbanan who hold that, what's it called? That biting off a wart is only the Rabbanan. And also the Rabbanan hold that Machshirei Mitzvah are not Doche. Only the Rabbanans are Doche, not the Oraisas. Even Dami Rabbanan be Alma Mishum Shvus, Ocha Mali Hu, Mali Chavero. The Chora, it goes according to the Rabbanan. They are only matter of Shvus, Machshirei Mitzvah of Shvus in the Mikdash. So, what difference does it make if the guy does it himself or somebody else does it? Either way, you're doing it with your teeth. It's only Nisa the Rabbanan. Once the Rabbanan says it's mutter, and Issur Rabbanan, what difference does it make if it's one Issur Rabbanan, two Issur Rabbanan? It's all Rabbanan, but the Shin is still a Rabbanan. So once a matter to Rabbanan, shouldn't make a difference if you do it, your friend does it, because even if you do it, it's only Issur Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan are matter more than Issur Rabbanan, and they hold that biting it off with your teeth is only Issur Rabbanan. Rashi. B'shin avin, d'shvusu b'kli lo. Vafila b'shin av chaveiro in v'yulo. The chaveiro lo mesakin le'shapir. When somebody else bites it off, it doesn't make it nice. So it's still only Nisra d'Rabbanan. V'achi yom mesach ha-shabes v'perik ha-matzniya. The pligir of a lezer v'Rabbanan, v'noto tziporn av zu b'zu, o b'shin av. If you tear off your fingernails, or you bite them off, Rebbe Lezer mechayiv chatos, Rebbe Lezer says mechayiv chatos, v'chachomim o'usrim mishum shvus. And the Rabbanan says it's only Nisra d'Rabbanan. Without a kli is not considered the normal way. It's only the rabbanan. The okim nahasam the mechayev Rebbe Lezer benot liatzmo. Even Rebbe Lezer holds if you bite them off. It's only if you bite them off. Aval the chaveiro divrei hakol poter. But somebody else is not considered a tikkun, and therefore it's only also the rabbanan. So money hadikon bekli lo vatzmo lo. Who's the one who holds you have to make two shinuyim? You can't do it yourself, and you can't do it. You can't do it with a kli, and you can't do it yourself. Ili barabanan tamri machshire mitzvah lo dachu av malacha. If it's the rabbanan who hold that only a shvus is doche by machshire mitzvah, not a deraisa, the hashmin and the shvus dachu begon b'shinav. With a chaveiro, we're going to also love a Shabbos, to the Hekshel of the Mishkwe Meesmo, and has to be talking where you couldn't have done it yesterday, according to the Rabbanan. So any Shavuos, which you couldn't have done yesterday, and you have to do today, and it's Tzorech Avodah, in the Mikdash, the Rabbanan weren't gozer. That's the Shitas HaRabbanan. So Kivan Dami Rabbanan Lagavi Dover HaRishos, Denotuli Asmo Zubizu, Obishina, Ein Kanal Mishum Shavuos, since the Rabbanan hold by Stamathe. It's only a shvus if you bite your nails. It's not an issur d'oraisa. Hacha de kashor de chaveiro mishum shvus de mikdash lishteri nami liatzma. Do you gufe nami shvusu? According to Rabbanu, what's the difference if you do it or somebody else does it? Right? Even if you, according to Rabbanu, there's a difference. If you do it, then it could be an issur d'oraisa. But if your friend does it, it's only an issur d'rabbanu. And what's it called? Then it makes a difference. But according to what's it called, the Rabbanan, what difference does it make? Anyway, it's a shvus. You biting your nails is only the Rabbanan. Somebody else biting it is a biter at the Rabbanan. Since the Rabbanan are matter, the Rabbanans, by machshirei mitzvah, that couldn't be done the day before, what's the difference, one the Rabbanan or two the Rabbanans? Elolav, Rabbi Lezer, back in the Gemara. Elolav, Rabbi Lezer, Tomer bi'alma chayim chatas. Well, it must be Rav Elazar. But if you do it yourself with your teeth, you're over Nisa Doraisa. Therefore, you have to do it through somebody else. You have to do it, what's it called, with a, somebody else has to bite it off. And Rav Elazar holds that what's it called, a Maisa Makshiri Mitzvah Docha, even a Doraisa. So why does somebody else have to bite it off? Elamai, as much as you could be Mishana, you have to Mishana. Even according to Rabbi Lezer, that what's it called, that machshirei mitzvah docha nisa doraisa, that's only when there's no other eitzah. If there's another eitzah, you have to make a shinut. So here's the makor that Rabbi Lezer holds, you have to make a shinut. So Rabbi says, lo, la'olam rabbonim. Really, it goes according to rabbonim. The e also be kreiso achinam. The guy got the wart, what's it called, on his stomach where he himself could bite it off, then fine, then he can bite it off. But Mahakamaya skin going to also be Shikha the gavel. He got the wart on his back. There's no way that he can bite it off. So it's just somebody else has to do it, not because he can't do it. Right? Halachically. It's because he can't do it physically. That's why somebody else bites it off. Uvatsila Yadav, or in a place where he himself deal the Matsi Shokila. He can't do it, Rashi. Elolav Rabbi Lezeri. Domer benotu v'shinu v'yatzmo d'alma. Is it ready? Yeah. V'yatzmo d'alma shalom v'mitzvah d'chayiv chatas. U'mishim hachi, hachi nami, kiven d'efshu b'chavero d'avishvus, lo sharin le l'mitchei ad malacha u'l'mishka le l'nafshe. The apple got the Rabbi Lezer machshirei mitzvah dochin ad malacha kamadech shelishnuy mashnima. Must be that this goes according to Rabbi Lezer, and still, even though Rabbi Lezer normally holds, you can be over nisa doraisa of machshirei mitzvah in the mikdash, but what's it called? But even not in the mikdash, but where you can make it machinoy and make it only the rabbanan, you have to do that. So over here, if you do it yourself, it'll be an issur d'oraisa. The fact that somebody else does it for you is only an issur d'rabbanan. You have to have somebody else do it. Where says no. Ba'olam rabbanan. De'ilu Rabbi Lezer lo'boy shinui. According to Rabbi Lezer, you wouldn't need a shinui. Ba'afilu li'atzmo. Ba'afilu bi'kli shari. You can do it yourself and even with a kli. With a kashil rabbanan, kiven denotu li'atzmo, nami shvusu, nishkli yu l'nafse. And we ask on if it's rabbanan, then why does somebody else have to do it? Their matter is shvus. And even if you do it, it's only a shvus. Because the mice without a kli, it's only a shvus. So what it says in a chanami, you could do it. It's talking in a case where it's impossible. Either also the kreis of mokum shehefshelo litlo biyado or b'shino v'chinami. Right? So, and what's the chiddush? And why the case, dafka in a case where you can't do it and somebody else can do it? Because I might think that the rabbana will only matter a shvus for yourself. But to take away somebody else is what's it called, ability to do avoda, they were a matter for somebody else to be over his shavuos for you. Kamash malo, no. You're all allowed to be over the shavuos, somebody else is allowed to be over the shavuos for you. Okay. Mar says, Vi rabbanan, nishkele niale biyad. Right? Lachora, if it's according to rabbanan, then why does the other person have to bite it off? Let the other person take it off with his hand. Because according to the Rabbanan, you don't need dafka to bite it off, which is an extra shinui. But your hand is also a shinui. Let him take it off with his hand. I, the tifsha, the Rebbe Lezer, the Rebbe Lezer, machlokis biyad, avu bekli divrei hakol chayim. Right, and then we'll be according to Rebbe Lazar says the machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim is only where you do it biyad. There, the Rabbanan holds the Rabbanan, and Rebbe Eliezer holds the Raisa. But if you do it with a kli, everybody holds the Raisa. Right, Rashi. Okay, Gashina, the Rabbanan lishkle nile biyad, the tifshot the Rebbe Lazar, klomer. If you say that the Braisa goes according to Rebbe Eliezer, and the reason why you have to have somebody else do it is in order that there should be a shinui, because if you did it yourself, you're chai v'chatos, and if somebody else does it, you're only also the Rabbanan, and even Rebbe Eliezer holds that really it could be over to the Braisa. But if you could do it with the Rabbanan, better to do it in a way it's only the Rabbanan, then Mesuk Meshapir, Kamosh Matari Sukameh. Then the brisa comes out very nice. Elei Amras Rabbanan, the time of the decree lo mishum de nachshir and l'dachu ab malacha, and it is the Rabbanan. And the reason you can't do it with a kli is because it's an issur d'oraisa, and the Rabbanan are not matter an issur d'oraisa by nachshirin. The Rabbanan ashvus with the mahadri, and the Rabbanan say that you have to only do something just at the Rabbanan. Noi diu gufei mishani lei the lo efshel mishklei the begabahu. Lechora, he can't do it because it's in a place where he can't do it. But why can't his friend do it with his hand? The hayadol nami shvusi. If you do it with your hand, it's also a shvus. The haki shaper lemisne. The shamina mine tarte. It'll be better to say that case where you do it with your hand, not with your teeth. Why? Chaber the machshirin shvus dachu v'lo av melacha. First, we learn from that that only a shvus is mutter. Right, you have to do it dafka, some other not normal way, and then what's it called? Then the normal way with a kli. Kiramash v'lan hashta. The old shamina mina midishar lebiyad. The lo bechli the hachihu. Because Rebbe lost it. The Omer Hashem the perikamatsniya machlokas biyad. Avo bechli moda rabban the chayiv chatos the chashvina leitov the goses esatzemer shulchotech mina mechobel lebali chayim. But then if it said the other guy could take it with his hand, mashma, not with a kli, I would know the halacha of Elazar that according to the Rabbanan, if you take it with a kli, you're chayv achatas, and with your hand is mutter. Aval hash lo matzino mishpate mina ulam meidak to other kli lo mishum da'av malachahu da'av biyad nami shusu v'lo kashari le. Now we can't say that if it would be a kli, it'd be nesadaraisa. Why? Because we're not even permitting him to do it by hand. He's got to do it with such a shinoi with his teeth. So maybe hand and clear are also shvusim. But we're making him do it in a way that's totally a shinoi. Right? And therefore, the fact that we make him do it with his teeth, it doesn't teach me this halacha that if he did it with a kli, it'd be nisad d'oraisa. Because even if he did it by hand, it's only nisad d'rabbanan, and we don't permit him that either. So Elamai, why in the world would it be the Rabbanan? Elamai, ulatamei for Rebbe Lezer nami lishkalei niyalei biyad. According to Rebbe Lezer also, why do you have to bite it off? According to Rebbe Lezer, it's all the oraisas, right? Even taking it, what's it called, biyad? If you do it yourself, where says no? Hi, my he amers b'shalom Rebbe Lezer, hanu d'gozer yad atu kli. Rebbe Lezer holds that what's it called? That if you do it yourself with your hand or with a kli, you're chai. If your friend does it to you with his hand, then he's potter. But if he did it with a kli, he's chai. So then it's a Rebbe Lezer, we make a gzera. We don't let the friend do it with his hand, because if he did it with a kli, he'd be a chayiv. Elihi amas rabbanon, he nishkali nearly biyad. Right? But according to rabbanon, what's the difference? Everything's a shvus. Biting it's a shvus, and doing with your hands a shvus. According to Rabbi Lasser, right, if your friend did it with his hand, it's only the rabbanon. But if you do it with your hand, it's still raisa. So make a gzera through your friend after you. But according to the Rabbanon, no matter who did it by hand, is only a shvus. So why are we matir the shvus? Why do we need biting it off? Rashi, well, tameich Rabbi Lasser nami, noi the tamer mishum shinoi yoi nishkalei nilei biyat. Even if it's a, you need a shinoi, why do you need the shinoi? You're biting it. Yad would be enough. Somebody else taking it off of you with a hand is a shinui. So even if a lesser holds, you need a shinui, one shinui is enough. Iyamis b'shomeros, and he says no. If you hold it, Rabbi Lezer, the gabi machshiri mitzvah shvus, the isa deraisa heter, mashvilahu, the time of Mishum Dexalishnui Mashninon, Tihechi the Mashninon Mi Abmalacha, Lishvus, Mishaninon Mishvusa Chamura, Lishvusa Kala, Hilkach Yad Chamura Mishinayim, the Urche Bahachi, the Doma Lekli, the Ekal and Nixer, but Tvei Yad Atukli. Now she says, if it's Rabbi Lezer, then it makes sense that you should make the most Shinuyim that you can. Rabbi Lezer holds an Issa Doraisa's mutter, but still you have to make a Shinui. So he would also hold that in an Issa Dorabanan, you should also have to make a Shinui. Taking it by hand is one step away from taking it with a kli. Taking it with your teeth is two steps away. So Rabbi Lezer holds really it's mutter menat Torah, but you have to make a Shinui. So it makes sense in Rabbi Lezer that once you're making a Shinui, make the biggest Shinui. Because anyway, it's mutter menat Torah, why are you doing it Dorabanan to make a Shinui? So even in the Rabbanon, make a shinui in that too. Elo, I Rabbanon, the Tamayim Mishum Ba'ab Malacha Lo Mitchi. The Rabbanon holds it's never Mutter Ab Malacha. The only thing is a shvus. Then there's no difference between one shvus or two shvuyos. They don't know you have to make a shinui. They just allow it to be a shvus. So once it's a shvus, doesn't make a difference if it's with your hand or with your teeth. Lo Malul Aduri HaShvus Kaldo. Why do they have to look to the lesser shvus? They hold the shvus as mutter. And you don't have to make a shinui in the shvus. So why would you have to make another shinui? But according to Rabbi Lezer, that it's mutter min haTorah. Still you have to make a shinui. So you have to make a shinui in the Rabbanan too. The Sulek Lakshri meeting. That's it. The end of the discussion. And therefore, it comes out that it is Rabbi Lezer. And we see from here that even Rabbi Lezer holds Lakshri mitzvah. Ardocha, even in this Adoraisa, where it's necessary, where you can make a shinui, then you have to make a shinui, and even if you can make a shinui in the Rabbanon, you have to do that too. Okay, let's go on. Mishnah. Kohen shaloka betzbo, korei chaloh hagemi v'mikdash, avalo b'medina. In the whole tzidam, kan v'karasa. A Kohen had a wound on his finger. So he's allowed to put a gemi, some kind of rubber, but it's not the rubber we know of, some kind of fibrous thing that was called a gemi. And Rashi says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that it has a healing power. So it's a shvus. You're not allowed to put a gemi on a wound on Shabbos, normally, because of shvika samamone. It's refuah. And you're not allowed to do things of refuah, because you may come to grind medicines. In the mikdash, there's no issue of shvus. And here, what's the tzorach avoda? Doesn't look nice, Rashi says. Doesn't look nice that a kohen should have a wound when he does the avoda. Not that there's anything yasser about it, but it doesn't look nice. And therefore, that it should look nice, he's allowed to put a gemi. And it's talking, we'll see, the Gemara says, in a place where it doesn't separate between him, it's on his left hand. It's not a place where it separates between him and the avoda that he's doing. But the medina, you're not allowed to put on this gemi, because Rashi says it's shvus. And if you put on the gemi lahotzidan, if you put it on to put pressure, to make blood come out, then it's both asher, because then it's a deraisa of chovil. And it's asher both in the mikdash and in the medina. Rashi, korecho la gemi, yafapisha gemi marpe, esamaka, even though the gemi has a medicinal purpose to it, ho, vahashtami, etzorach avodahi, since now it's a tzorach avoda, the labo regara shetira makosari mavoda, mechasos so beginning. It's not proper for a guy to do avoda and there to be a wound open. Therefore, he's allowed to cover it over. Avolo b'medina shemarpe b'shabbos urefu b'shabbos shvusi v'asir. Healing on Shabbos is also because of exer of shrika samamonim, and therefore it's a shvus, it's also outside the mikdash. In the mikdash it's mutter if it's a tzorach avoda. From this Rashi you see clearly, we had other Rashis, that it's not stam that shvusim don't apply in the mikdash. Only if it's some tzorach avoda, even like over here, it's not really necessary, it's just not nice, it's still okay. V'yem lahot shidam you tied the geni tightly around that blood should come out. First of all, it's not tzorach avoda. What do you need the blood for? It's only again in the mikdash something that's tzorach avoda that's mutter. Here it's not tzorach avoda, and not only that, it's chovel. The av malach lo mishkri l'gabayit. It could be Rashi said two different pshatim, because if you need the blood, then it's melacha shrich legufa, it's an issur d'oraisa. If you don't need the blood, it's still only a shvus, but it's a shvus you don't need. You don't need what's it called for the sheikh of avoda. So either way, whether you need the blood or you don't need the blood, it's still asur in the mikdash. Because either it's not tzorach avoda, and even if it, and if it's, it's, you need the blood, it's an issur d'oraisa. Hey, Omar Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Chia Lo Shonu El Gemi. That's only a Gemi. Aval Tzilzul Cotton Havi Yitur Begadim. But anything bigger than that, a Tzilzul Cotton is a little begged. Right? Very small thing, like maybe those things they put over your finger for sewing. A thimble. Right? And it's made out of cloth. Right? A finger cover. What does it say? Anybody in English? What Tzilzul Cotton is? A small belt. Okay. I always thought it was the other thing. Okay. Tzilzul cotton belt. Have a yitur begadim. That's asur because you're adding to the bigday kahuna. And you're not allowed to have extra begadim on. Torah said, only these begadim, nothing more. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, lo amru yitur begadim, elamakam begadim. No. Even a tzilzul cotton, right? As long as it's not in the place where the normal begadim go, that's why a belt, the chora, is the makom begadim. So I don't know, maybe it means a belt around your arm or something, around your fingers. The tzilzul cotton on your wound. Okay, so you put not the makom begadim. I was shalom the makom begadim, lo havi yitur begadim. If it's not in the place where you normally wear the bigday kahuna, then putting a beged over there is not awesome. Okay, so in other words, if it's only a gemi, it's not a beged bechla, and it's shalom the makom begadim. So that's what's it called, Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya says. But if you put something that looks like a beged, even in a place that's not the makom begadim, like on your finger, right, that's asur. And Rabbi Yochanan holds no, that what's it called, yitur begadim, is only the makom begadim, and therefore even a beged on your finger would be okay. That's a machlokas. Can you put a beged on your finger to cover the wound? Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chiya says yes. Says no, and Rav Yochanan says yes. The Gemara says the tapik lay mishum mechitza, the chatzitza, the chora. It's also because of chatzitza. If you have it over your finger and you take the kli, it's something separating between the kli and you, and it has to be the lokach hakohen. The kohen has to take it with his hands. The Gemara says b'smol, so his left hand. All the avoda has to be done with your right hand. Or it could be even on your right hand. It's in a place where it doesn't come in contact with the kli. It's on the back of your hand, back of your finger. Let's see, Rashi. Tzilzul cotton, ezer cotton, a small belt. No, a nice small belt. Kamo hi chagra b'tzilzul, the sota the las bendel, a bendel. What's it called? A rope. A bendel is something you tie around.
Ribbon.
Have you eaten the godim? The Tanya Beshritas Kodshim, a perik sheni, Lova Shne Mechnasayim, Shne Avetim, Chosarachas, or Yosarachas, Oisha harsalo reti abisaro, tachas bigdo, the other avodasha psula. The yalat hasami cry, b'nei aron akohanim, b'kihunam, telomer b'bigde hegyor askukim lahem. Kohen hegyor, chavavash bigde kohen gadol, the other avodasha psula, the hainu yitur begadim. We learn all these things from psukim, that if you wear two mechnasayim, two avnetim, or you're missing a beged, or you have an extra beged, right? Or if you're a kohen hedget and you wore a big day kohen gadol, or if you have something on your skin between you and the beged, all of that is asur, either because of yitur begadim, or because of choser begadim, or because of chatzitza. Lo amru bosa mishna yitur begadim el makam begadim. Rabbi Yochanan says the only time you're over on wearing an extra beged is if you wear it in a place where you normally wear a beged. But if you put a beged on your finger, that's not called yitur begadim, because you're not wearing a beged in the place where a beged is supposed to be. Forget about yitur begadim. It's a chatzitza. It's on your finger, and you have to hold the kli, and it comes in, it separates between your finger and the kli. The lokach hakohen, the zorak hakohen b'irin. The mashma bi'atzmo al yado. The lo agidei acherim. Mashma, he has to do it directly, not indirectly. And here, if he's wearing something in between his hand and the kli, he's not taking the kli directly. Mursas b'smol. Shein avod ha'ksheribah. He's talking words on your left hand. For anyway, you don't be avod with your left hand. Kedom b'shit ha'skulin. Komokom shenemar etzba. O kohen, enueli b'yimi ha'yimin. The back of your hand, back of your finger. So there you don't, you have the thing only on the back, and you don't, that doesn't come in contact with the kli at all. When it says, pliga to Rava. This argues on Rava. Amar Rava, Amar Avchista, the makam begadim afilu neima achas chotzetzes. Shelo b'makam begadim, sholosh ha-sholosh chotzetzos, pachas mi sholosh ha-sholosh ein chotzetzos. So what did Rava hold? Rava holds a different shita. Rava holds like this. If the thing that you're wearing is the makom begadim, then even one thread is chotzeitz, Rashi learns chotzeitz, it's not a chatzitza. It's talking about it becomes an extra beged. You're adding on to the begadim. So the makom begadim adding on one thread is extra. Shelo b'makom begadim, where it's not a place that you normally wear begadim, then if the thing has a din of a beged, then it's considered adding on. If it doesn't have a din of a beged, then it's not. You're wearing on an extra beged somewhere. That's also called, what's it called? Chatzitza. The Brisker Rav says, why is it called chatzitza? Because the big day kahuna make the kohen a kohen. And therefore anything that's on his flesh or on his beged, it's on the beged, it's adding to the beged. So it's chotzeitz between the kohen and the avodah he's supposed to do. Because he's supposed to be wearing his begadim, nothing more. And if he wears something else, then he's not the Kohen alone. It's the Kohen plus. If he wears a beged on his finger, that also is considered yitur begadim. It's a chatzitza between the begadim and the Kohen, because you look at the whole picture, and this is an extra thing. So yitur begadim is also called chatzitza. So when it says, Ava Rabbi Yochanan Bali Pliga. Rabbi Yochanan holds shelo b'makom begadim, nothing answers. Surely, what's it called? Even a tzilzum. Surely not a beged of shalosh ha-shalosh, which has the din of a beged. Agar Rav Yehuda b'rei Rav Chiya, mi name a pliga? Does he argue, Rav Chiya, or what's it called? Rav Yehuda b'rei Rav Chiya holds that shelo b'makom begadim, what's it called, a tzilzul, is, what's it called, a chotzeitz, it's asur, but not a gemi. So how about over here? What's, he holds shalosh ha-shalosh. Is that, what's it called, like a tzilzul, or is that like a gemi? Or is a shani tzilzul cotton the chashid? No, a tzilzul cotton is chashid. And even if it's not 3x3, it's still considered a beged. But a plain piece of cloth, if it's less than shalosh ha-shalosh, isn't considered a beged. So when Rava said that only something shalosh ha-shalosh, he meant something that doesn't have a tzur of a beged. But if you have a belt that looks like a beged, a ribbon, that tak is chashid, and that's chotzeitz, it's even less than shalosh ha-shalosh. Lishna achrina, amrila, omra vihuda brei derpchia, lo shomer el gemi, avotzil tzul katna chotzitz. Reb Yochanan omer lo omru chatzitza bepachos misholosh ha-sholosh ela b'mokam begadim. Aber shalom b'mokam begadim sholosh ha-sholosh chotzitzos pachos misholosh ein chotzitzos. According to this lashon, where the Yehuda b'reid Rebechia holds that a tzilzul cotton is kosher. According to him, right, a tzilzul cotton is chotzit. Even any ribbon is chotzit. Even shalom b'mokam begadim, because it's on your finger. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if it's shalom b'makom begadim, what's it called? Then it has to be shalosh hashalosh to be chotzit, to be asur. But shalom b'makom shalosh hashalosh, pachos b'shalosh ein chotzit. And therefore, a tzilzul cotton wouldn't be chotzit, not shalosh hashalosh. It's a ribbon. V'hainu d'rava, and let's talk exactly what Rava said, that you need shalosh hashalosh, shalom b'makom begadim, and therefore a tzilzul cotton. You don't say this thing that it's chashib. Even a tzilzul cotton wouldn't be chotzit. Omer Rav Chisda, Leim Pliga the Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chia. Right? Let's say that what's it called? That he argues also on Rav, what's it called? Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chia, who holds a tzilzul cotton is chotzit, and it's not shalosh ha-shalosh. When he says, Shani tzilzul cotton, the chashib. Not tzilzul cotton is chashib. And there Rava would hold, you don't need shalosh ha-shalosh. And Achanami Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like that. But Rava could hold, like Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rav Chia, he could hold that you need shalosh ha-shalosh. You don't need shalosh, what's it called? Shalom b'makom begadim. Even a tzilzul cotton, which is kosher, is kosher. Well, Rabbi Yochanan, adeshmoin and gemi, if that's the case, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that even a tzilzul cotton is mutter, why did the Mishnah say gemi? Tell me a bigger chiddush. Even a tzilzul cotton, you're allowed to put on the wound. It's not yitu begavim. Moses says, milsa gaburchi kamash from the gemi masi. No, why don't you tell me a gemi, to tell me that a gemi has therapeutic, medicinal effects. And therefore, normally, it'd be awesome. So why don't you tell me the case of the gemi? See? Upliga, other of Yochanan, the Omar, Shalom b'makom begadim, lo havi yitur begadim, v'afilu beged gimel al gimel mashma l'pasim. Right? Mashma, Shalom b'makom begadim, it's not a pasim. Even something that's gimel al gimel. Adarava, the Omar b'makom begadim, afilu neyma achas chotzeses, v'afal gadim ishum yitur begadim, like other neymar, to halav beged hu, chatzitza miyahavya. We're using two different lashonos of chatzitza. Where it's a beged, chatzitza means that it's yitur begadim. It's an extra beged. Where it's not a beged, it's only a thread, but it's b'makom begadim, then it's a legitimate chatzitza between your body and the beged. And even though by other chatzitzas, by tefila, it has to be rubo and makdib. One thread, minatora, wouldn't be a chatzitza. That's either because it's a special halacha Moshe Mitzrayim by nikva, that only rubo who makdib is chotzeit, but without that halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, stam chatzitza is even a mashu. Or because it's a special halacha Moshe Mitzrayim by bigdei kahuna, that even a little bit is chotzeit. And normally, taka, only rubo hamakdib is chotzeit. But here's a special din. So try to know where the special din is. Is a special din to be matur by tevila, or the special din to aser by bitei kahuna? But by bitei kahuna, there's a special din also. Here it has to be al besara. So even air is chotzit. If you have air between the beged and the person, right, more than normal, that's a chatzitza. Because here it's not a din that you just have to have it like a, you have to be considered like you're in the water. Yeah, you consider like in the water. Here it says, al besara. It has to be mamish on his flesh. And therefore, if it separates from the flesh, right, it's not good. So any chatzitza is not good. Gimel al gimel chotzitzos, the kivin de beged mikri havi yitur begadim. Since it's called a beged, 3x3, just a piece of cloth, that's 3x3, that's a vose, is what's it called, is considered a beged. The haidin okat blush in chatzitza, I look over here, it's not a chatzitza, it means it's an extra beged. Mishum Dereisha, Hayri B'nei Ma'achas, the Makom B'Gadim, the Lamatsi L'Mishnai Yitr B'Gadim, the Lav Begadu. Over there it couldn't have said Yitr B'Gadim because it's really Chatzitza, separating between you and the Begad. So over here it said Chatzitza too. But over here it doesn't mean a Chatzitza, it means an extra Begad. And we explained from the Brisker Rav that that's also a kind of Chatzitza. Pachas Migimel Ein Chotzitzos, the Aydiz Lo Choshe Begad Yitr B'Gadim Enka. If it's less than 3x3, it's not a beggar. So you can't have yitr begadim unless it's a beggar. The la begadu. The chatzitza mami enkan, the shalom b'mokum begadimu. And it's not a chatzitza that separates between you and the beggar because it's not a mokum begadim. The shalom b'mokum avoda. And it's not chotzis between you and the kli because it's not the place where you hold the kli. So had the Rabbi Yochanan b'ali plika, had the Rava, did amor. Shabbat b'makom b'gadim, Rabbi Yochanan l'chashiv yitur klal, afilu b'bevit kovel. Rabbi Yochanan, Shabbat b'makom b'gadim, even putting a big beggar on your finger, isn't yitur b'gadim. And Rava holds, if you have a 3x3, it is. So he surely argues on Rabbi Yochanan. Ad Rav Yehud b'rei b'chia minei b'tlike, hada Rava, does he argue, however, on Rabbi Yehud b'rei b'chia? Why? The Omer Shabbat b'makom b'gadim, pochus migimu, ein chotzitzos, you Omer the tzilzul kot mechayit, the apogad lo havi sholosh ha-sholosh. A ribbon is not 3x3. Yet, Rabbi Yehuda holds, there is chotzit, there is also. And does Rava argue on that, since he holds only 3x3 is also? So Omer says, no. Even Rava would agree that a ribbon is chotzit, even though it's not 3x3, because it's a davar chashit. Mishumita begadim, the hainu nomi kalishna kama. The ain bochilat el milsay to Rabbi Yochanan. The hide and knock till of Nosser of Yehuda, the Lashon Chatzitza. Why takas it say Chatzitza, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Mishum hach plugs to Rabbi Yochanan. The Lomotsi le Mishnai, Mishum nita begadim. The Komer pachas Mishalash al Shalash Choseis, the Mokam begadim. U pachas Migim al Lomotsi le Memer yita begadim. It's less than three. It's only Choseis the Mokam begadim. And it's not because of Yitur begadim, it's not a begadim. Elamai, why is it Choseis? Because it's a chatzitza between you and the beggar. Elamishum chatzitza. Achinoket alakula b'lashon chatzitza. That's why across the board it used the word lashon chatzitza, even though sometimes it means yitur begadim. Shalosh shalosh chotzitza. So mishum yitur begadim. If it's 3x3, even shalom b'makom begadim is an extra beggar. Leima plegi hada rava hada Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Chiya. The chashit tzilzul katan yitur begadim. Rava says only 3x3 is considered yitur begadim shalom b'makom begadim. And Rabbi Yehuda says even what's it called, even tzilzul katan. Mara says no, shani tzilzul the chashit. The ikalameimer, the moda b'Rava, and maybe Rava agrees to that too. Aval Rabbi Yochanan poli galei, the hal Allah koyu plik poli. He argues on this. So he says mutter tzilzul katan. So the Rabbi Yochanan the Amr Tzilzul Nami Shari Lishmain and Tanadam Hasnis and Tzilzul Katan Lo Chayit Koshkin Geni. Why did the Mishnah say you can put a Geni, tell me even a bigger Chiddush, you can even put a Tzilzul Katan, since it's in a place that's not the Godin and not Chotzeit? Why not? Why tell me the case of a Geni, tell me a bigger Chiddush? Mara says no, the Gemara, the Mishnah wanted to tell me another Chiddush. The Geni is a Chiddush too. The Gemi Masi, Mishum Shabbos, it's strictly Mishne Gemi, the Apagat the Masi, Sharvi Nikter. Even though it's medicinal, it's Mutter in the Nikter. Mashen Kain, normally it'll be also to put a Gemi, not because of Yitur Begadim Stam, because of medicinal, it's also because of medicine.